This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Everybody's like, hey, you just had COVID. Take it easy. I'm like, I should, but it's not how my schedule works.
That would be,
it's July and August, man.
I already lost 10% of my weekends that I had tightly scheduled. I can't move that to 20%.
I know. Somebody today was like, man, you're lucky. You're always so busy. And I'm like, there's some weekends I would like to chill.
Yeah. The knife cuts both ways.
Right. All right. Real quick before we start, like the bar I go to, right? Like Emily's like, I see her Saturday before we go to the wedding for a beer. And she's like, hey, good news. You like cornhole, right? I fucking love cornhole. She goes, we're starting a cornhole league. You in? I go, no.
She's like, well, absolutely not.
Just a quick no. I know I'm already booked. She's like, I didn't even tell you what day of the week it is. I go, I know, but trust me, I'm booked.
Good for you, Tez.
Right.
Way to stand up for yourself, man.
Setting boundaries.
Oh, man. All right. Let's get it going.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Tez. Starring the Tez. Start. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha! The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome everybody to a brand new episode of the podcast. I'll be the host of here this here podcast, the Ted Smith, the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
I can't see him, but I believe he's back in Washington State. He goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Boys, I'm just feeling grateful to be back in the great state of Washington, especially in the July, August, September window. I love it here. I've been seeing a lot of friends and obviously catch up with my parents and hang with my family. So yeah, feeling grateful, feeling good, and I'm excited to be here. Let's do it.
All right, back up there in the top left corner today, get the studio all set up. MCTP, Matt Conner, the producer. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted. Good to see you.
I don't know what part we're going to leave in or not leave in. I did not go to the Brody Nation Music Festival. I already was booked up, but if you went out there, hope you had a good time. Thanks again to Morgan for coming on. Even my buddy Will texted me and he's like, that sounds really fun. I want to go to that. I was like, you got to move out here.
Dude, that thing is fun. Also, I want to make one quick, asterisk side note. Things are so good that Ted is no longer chasing Tail. Tail is chasing Ted. Just want to get that out there. General comment. It's a good summer, boys. Let's go. True or false, Ted Smith? True or false?
Oh, I'll tell you what. I mean, true or false. I went to Nordstrom Rack this morning, bought some shorts, and I was like, oh, these are short. True.
Yep. Let's go. See, now all of a sudden now Ted is the snow bunny that people are chasing after, the rare commodity. You love to see it. You love, like, dude, COVID, people were down bad. And now nobody, like, here's the thing. Everybody wants to rise like a phoenix, but no one wants to set their old life on fire to get there. Look at Ted Smith now. 3 weeks ago, the man was locked up on the couch with COVID. Now he's back, baby, getting chased by all the tail in the Northwest. Hell yeah.
Cobb, also somebody I work with, went to high school with you, and they stopped me today. They go, hey, does Aaron's popcorn shop sponsor your soccer team? And I was like, well, yeah. And she's like, God, that guy's always doing something. I remember smoking hookah at the Cobra Lounge. I was like, yep, he's on it.
You're like, oh, are you talking about ownership? The team? I want to be referred to as ownership or management. Okay, don't use my name anymore.
All right. Let's get into Pub League a little bit. So I should say also, thanks to Phil and Tara, I went to their wedding reception Saturday. Oh, before I get to that, I had to run up north to Northgate, right? So, Cobb, I almost texted you, but, like, I forgot. Saturday was also Kenny Chesney at Lumen Field.
Oh, my God. It's all right. I'm in a relationship.
Oh, I know. But they were this train on the light rail was just packed. I mean, so many attractive women. Like, there was a couple in front of me walking on the light rail, and I just go, she's all done up. I just go, you guys going to Kenny Chesney? And they're like, yeah. Like, how'd you know? And I go, well, you both look great. And you're holding a ginger beer, so I assume there's miniatures in your pockets. And the dude's like, yeah, man, that's exactly what it is. And I was like, yeah, I know the game. Like, she's wearing knee-high boots and a white button-up shirt. Like, she's going to Kenny Chesney.
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah, especially in Seattle. It's like, it stands out for sure. That's rad. You know what's hot to me? God, I shouldn't even say this, but what's hot to me, the white cowboy boots. That was like a look for a while in Austin. I see it very rarely in Seattle. I'm like, I don't know what it is, but just it's hot.
Yeah, and like, look, Cobb and I always tell the story about tailgating Kenny Chesney. But besides the fact there's beautiful women everywhere, like, people are just excited and ready to have fun. Like, the lady next to me on the train had to be in her 60s, and she was like, so why aren't you going to the concert? I'm like, I gotta go to this wedding reception. And she's like, just blow it off.
Wow. See, Ted's being chased. Even she was looking to take a stab. Damn, Ted.
I was like, damn, even this lady's like, they won't mind. They won't even miss you. And I was like, they probably wouldn't have, but like they're good friends. I had to show up to her. But I was like, man, can't believe I'm getting the hard press from this lady.
Dude, grandma hitting you with the offer. I love it. I mean, that was thinly veiled at best. Oh, yeah, come to this country concert with me. Right? She's the, like, fish are jumping in the boat, boys.
Right. All we need is a goddamn net.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, Ted, that's a skill that neither you or I developed over our past 10 years of trying to talk to women.
No, right. And when I got off in Capitol Hill, I literally stood up and went, I think I'm the only person not going to the concert, huh? And everybody's like, yeah, man, what are you doing? And I was like, all right. And I was the only person that got off the light rail. It was shoulder to shoulder. Everybody was going to Kenny Chesney.
Shoulder to shoulder, sexy jean shorts and cowboy boots. I wouldn't have been able to pull myself off that train.
It was tough. The only thing that helped is I've been running around all day. So I was like, I'm sweaty again. Like, I need to clean up and everything. But the wedding reception actually was a ton of fun. Like, we timed it. We showed up a little bit late, timed it out perfect. We didn't see the wedding. All we saw was the speeches, like cake cutting. And then it was like, move upstairs. Like, the DJ is going to start playing. Let's start getting cocktails. And I was like, all right, in.
It's honestly amazing.
Right. I do like that me and Sean and Joe took a picture, right? Because they're both in suits. Like, I look good. I'm wearing like jeans and a button up and a blazer. And I was like, oh, let's get a picture of us, like, looking cool. And then our buddy Justin Barnes had the best comment on Instagram. He goes, you look like three guys that definitely drive Sebring convertibles. I was like, he's a smart ass, but he's right.
Ratioed. You got ratioed, dude. Wow. That'll bring you back to earth quickly.
It will. Also, we were talking about this on the men's room, and like weddings are a little easier because it's like poppy music and I'm in dress shoes, but like, man, I like dancing. Like, it's fun. And like, you know, like I was saying, like, I still got Party in the USA stuck in my head, you know, banging out Miley Cyrus. But like, I dance for like 10, 15 minutes, go outside, and then some banger come on, and I just like, sorry, I'll be back. And then I'll say this before we got on the cast. With this one couple, I started BSing with them, and they were like, I was like, sorry, man, I'm a little sweaty right now. And they're like, oh, we were watching you for 20 minutes. Like, you were crushing it out there. And I was like, oh, thanks.
Dude, isn't that such a good feel? And you get like the endorphins rolling and stuff too. I'm with you, man. I love dancing. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like we should do more of it, you know? I can see you. I feel like you've been on one this summer in general, but I'm not shocked to hear about you thriving at a wedding, Ted. Got to be honest.
Yeah, well, that's something too about dancing. Like, I can move my hips a little bit, but like, even if people aren't good dancers, like, if you're just having fun, like, nobody's going to make fun of you.
Dude, it's like karaoke. Number one is like coming out with enthusiasm. I feel like that'll carry you through about 80%, 20% technical skill level, and maybe an additional 10% that doesn't exist in 100% of just what I would broadly categorize as flair, which can be outfit, it can be facial expressions, could be creativity, such as fishing or shopping in a mall. A lot of options out there.
The only bad thing about my dancing I've been accused of is I tend to dance in a box. Like, get the shoulders going. It's all like right there.
Classic white guy.
All right. So we got to talk about, so Sunday I get up, it's Pub League, semifinals and final. Show up. First of all, it was good. We had a full squad out there. Cobb wasn't in town, but Rowan, the other co-owner of Cobb's Popcorn, ownership of the Corner Kick Murphys, Rowan showed up with Gatorades and bags full of popcorn. So
the executive team has got your back, man.
Well, the funny thing is, too, is like, I mean, but you guys are like, yeah, whatever, man. It's popcorn. You want some popcorn? Like, take some. But people are so timid. And like, I had to be like, no, seriously. Like, he brought all this popcorn for everybody to take. And then like, people from other teams are like, can we have some? We're like, yes, you can have some.
Dude, it's like that meme where they like release the butterfly. Like, is this whatever? They're like, are we sponsored? You know what I mean? Like, is this what sponsorship feels like? That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, I was all ready to score some goals, but our coach had me playing in the back. For this team, I turned into the defensive stopper. Like, if a ball gets anywhere near our back third, it's just like, Ted, just go over and freaking clear that thing. Like, Cobb, you'll appreciate this. In the first half, I even used a header for a clearance.
Like, that's like a serious technical level. You know, we're not like the owner of the Oakland Raiders. Like, I don't call in to the coach and tell him how to do his job and ask for the long ball. We hire a coach, we let him play out the season, and he knows that, you know, his job's on the line. We need some hardware. And every player on the team knows that. I feel like we're open about that policy. We're honest about it. We're going to give you all the tools, all the traits that we can to get you there, all the coaching, all the trainers. But at the end of the day, you know, hardware wins championships.
It does. All right, so in the second half, right, I talked to, like, my friend Katie that's on the team. I said, Katie, you're playing left wing. How about for a shift or two, we switch? Like, you play left back, I'll play left wing. She's like, all right, my buddy Alok's playing center mid. So, like, and don't get me wrong, I'm a little tired, I'm a little hungover, but the three of us are just playing a perfect little triangle and just, like, keeping it away. And finally, another guy I know from the other team just runs in the middle and boots it and goes, I'm tired of this triangle bullshit. And I look at him, wow. I go, you know what? The triangle finally just clicked in my head now. 4 years or 5 years of playing. Like, that's why we're doing it. Just to annoy the crap out of the other team and play keep away.
Yeah, and then you can move the ball at will. You can kill time. I mean, that's the whole game. It's like off-ball movement is all about getting back into a triangle so they always have two options. That's awesome, dude. That's like honestly kind of a little breakthrough in terms of soccer.
Yeah, it was for me too. I was like, oh, yeah, this is the point of it.
Yeah, like when you're the person with the ball and you have two passing options, you have all the freedom in the world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sometimes on defense, I get caught on a goal kick because, like, nobody kind of comes back. And it's like, all right, I either got to boot this halfway down the field or try to dribble around this person, which I'm far from the best dribbler.
Yeah, and that's kind of their job, is to open up, get into open space. That's what, then once you've had that happen to you, I feel like that's when you realize that you got to be that for other people. And so then your movement off the ball increases, you know, like then you're showing. Yeah. Nice, dude. See, progress. We need you to peak at the right time.
All right. So we lose the first game and then we're going to play in the consolation game. So which we did win. So we still came in third, but I've got to talk about my buddy, Sean. Sean has never played soccer in his life. He's sitting there. He's hanging out with Rowan. He may or may not have had a couple pops, but in the second game, you know, and he's just chirping, having fun. But I'm like, hey, man, why don't you play in this half? Like, it's a consolation match. It doesn't matter. And he's like, I would. I don't have any boots. And I mean, like clockwork. My buddy Paul's like, what size do you wear? He's like 12. He's like, yeah, I'll get you an extra pair. And he's like, well, I don't have socks or shinnies. And our other coach, JP, is like, I got a fresh pair of socks and a pair of shinnies for you right here. like he still could have backed out, but he manned up. I'll say personed up. And
wow. Whoa. Whoa.
He gets in there and he had arguably the greatest 8 minutes I've seen in a long time. So the shifts are only 4 minute shifts, right? Our boy plays two shifts, gets an assist. And a yellow card.
What?
Oh, my God. Dude, an assist and a yellow. Wow. So he's like kind of a fire start, like a catalyst type player. Like he's a guy you put in late in the game if you need something to happen, break up a tie.
Right. Except he was completely exhausted and then just laid on the ground after a second shift, which I kind of forget. Like, and you guys, everything you do athletic wise is different. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
Like even if you took a boxer and had him do jiu-jitsu, like he's going to be winning because it's just different. So like I'm giving him a hard time. And then I was saying to my other friend, I go, oh yeah, I forget. Like I do this every Sunday. Like he's not used to this.
Yeah, exactly. And Matt knows a little something about cross training.
The foul was clean. It just isn't allowed in pub league in the classic division. And we were chirping him. I mean, me and Rowan from the sideline are like, get there, Sean. Get him. He chases it all the way down the field in our box and just steps over and hits the ball. And they both fall to the ground. And even the ref like was laughing. He's like, dude, it's pub league. I got to give you a yellow. But like, I like the effort.
That's awesome, dude. Wow. Nice work, Sean.
Yeah. And then just because this stuff only happens to us. So after pub league, we always go over to the Atlantic Crossing, me and a group of us, and like have a couple of beverages. So Rowan happens to be friends with somebody who actually plays for the Sounders. And he shows up and Sean starts chirping him. He's like, oh, I played.
Oh my God.
He goes, I played 8 minutes today. You play 90 minutes, but you mainly just stand around.
And
I was like, oh.
Wow.
And my other buddy's girlfriend is like, wait a minute, I knew you were on the radio. Do you hang out with other famous people all the time? I was like, hey, hang on. It's Rowan's buddy. It just happens that he has a Sunday off. He lives in the neighborhood. But I was like, yeah, I guess you're right. And they're like, holy cow. It was kind of funny, too, is at the end, they're like, can we get a picture? And he's like, sure. And somebody was like, right. He's like, is that all right? Or, you know, Sean was like, that's cool, right? I was like, oh, yeah, he doesn't mind. He was more than happy to just hang out with, like, normal dudes chirping him.
I know that's always like a weird dichotomy. I feel like when you're like around someone who's sort of like locally known, like not that big, and then like at the end of like an otherwise normal hangout, you're like, hey man, can I get some evidence of this though?
Oh yeah. And I mean, it's through the ECS. Almost everybody in our public is a massive Sounders fan, so I didn't blame them at all. They were like, is it gonna be weird? I was like, no man, he's cool. Like he's sitting here take an S from me. Like, I think he'll take a picture with you. Probably just outside the bar, because I don't know if he's supposed to be in here.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. He's been getting some playing time, too.
Yeah, for sure. And a super nice dude. He's also a professional athlete. So that was the other thing. Somebody was like, he's so good looking. I'm like, yeah, his whole job is to be ripped.
Yeah, he has, like, professional genes. Like, honestly, I feel like sometimes, like when you walk by someone, like you can almost tell they're a celebrity. You don't even know who they are. You're just like, that person, just their energy. They just feel like a celebrity. They're just like, there's like a aura around them, you know? I don't know what that is, but I just, yeah, I ran into a celebrity in Austin. I just, like, I knew without knowing who it was. You know, I'm like, that person just feels famous.
Yeah, I think the easiest one sometimes is, like, football players. You know what I mean? Like, if you're on the East Side at a random bar or something, like a Monday evening or Tuesday evening, and some massive dude walks in and, like, you're just like, could he be a Seahawk? And it's like, yeah, when you see an NFL football player, like, it's pretty obvious they're NFL football players.
Yeah, if he's 6'6", dripping in platinum in downtown Bellevue at Earl's, yeah, that's a defensive end right there. That's funny that you laugh at that, because I honestly feel like that's the one place I've seen Seahawks like 20 times.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Also, pretty proud. I finally won an award, boys.
Oh, what? He's holding it up right now. So for people who can't see, the Bob Davis Spirit of Pub League Award, Ted wow. Smith for the Corner Kick Murphys, Emerald City supporters. Wait, the Spirit of Pub League? That's like league-wide? Like, that's kind of like a league-wide MVP, but of personality.
Correct, yeah. Every team gets a nominee, and I won. And at this point, we're at Hellbent. They've been sponsoring a league for years. You know, I've had a few cocktails. So I was just like, yes! Like, I finally won something. I've never won a cup. I was like, I finally win an award.
Spirit of Pub League. Dude, that's actually awesome. You should frame that thing, honestly. Even if it's just an inexpensive frame, put that thing up, man. That actually is pretty cool. Seriously.
I was so excited.
Yeah. Wait, so is this making it on the wall or at least the fridge?
You know what? The fridge is legit. I have so many framed pictures I have never hung.
Yeah, get that thing up there, man. You deserve it. You earned it.
But yeah, super good weekend. Obviously, you could tell, like, the sun came out. I was putting on suntan lotion. So, like, I don't feel like I got burned, but I definitely got some good sun. So it's like, it's summertime in Seattle, boys. I mean, it is 80-some degrees, 65 at night. And then next week when we all see each other at Meltdown, it's going to be warm.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's on. It's really nice. I've been spending a lot of time outside. Yeah, Meltdown, I think, is going to be warm. I'm pumped for that. And killer lineup.
I'll tell you what, man. I like Grizz is going to be awesome on Saturday, but Travis Thompson's right before him. I can't wait to see him in person.
Yes, dude. I've only seen him once. His first ever tour date with Macklemore, and it was he brings it. Yeah, big Travis Thompson fan. I forgot he was going to be there.
Yeah, I thought he was Friday night. Then I was like, oh, he's the lead in to Grizz? I'm like, that's wow. I mean, as the kids would say, it's going to be Liddy.
And Brass Against. Guys, you can't miss Brass Against, either of you two. I forget. I didn't study the schedule well enough yet. But yeah, they're like the one that I'm probably most excited about. And they do a bunch of like Rage Against the Machine and Tool covers with a full-on horn section, full-on brass section. And they have originals too, but like, yeah, they're going to be a lot of fun. But I think they're going to be the last band on the Garden stage one of the nights, maybe Friday. So, right. Yeah, it'll be like a great time of the night. I'm excited for their slot.
I know. I got to be careful. I've run some Fridays into Saturday mornings and then been hurting on the river on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Because traditionally, it's like Saturday night's like the stay up night. But I'm like, ah, sometimes those Fridays get away from you.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah. Friday can get a little bit frisky.
I had a Thursday get away from me.
Hey, do you guys know what the theme is actually?
Saturday night is forest creatures.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't want to say what I'm dressing as, but I already have a small squad of people dressed the same.
All right.
I also realized I bought a shirt off Amazon. And I was like, this shirt's unbelievable. And our buddy, the mayor, sent me a picture today. And he's like, I was like, oh, damn it. You already have that shirt? So I guess we'll be twinsies on Friday night.
Wait, did he send the same thing to you where he was like, which shirt should I pick for my deposition today?
Yeah. Okay. So when I left to go to work this morning, that shirt was outside of my hallway. It just showed up. I didn't realize he had one.
Wow. You know, that's so funny because he and I also bought similar mirrored gold disco ball helmets for scooters.
Also, like, I've gone through this with like my cricket jerseys, right? Like, I wear like a large or an XL and a t-shirt, but like Asian cut is a little different. So I'll get like a double X. It's still a little tight. I bought a new light up jacket that's double X and it's like, oh my God, it doesn't even fit.
Like it's too big?
No, it's too small. I was like, damn.
Dude, sizes are getting crazy right now. I don't know what's going on, but I'm with you. My helmets are way off too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Matt, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, well, I'm going to bring it with me. Somebody can wear it.
I called dibs for the record. We got witnesses that heard it, I think, there. I wasn't loud, but if you play it back, I said, I'll do it. I'll take it.
Well, I have another light up jacket to bring. It's just that one's a little more like a hoodie that's a little warmer. This one is straight up just like a white windbreaker that has like lights in it. So like it's ideal for summertime festivals.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Now Matt has a gift that I don't know which I owe you a gift from. I'm sure I owe you a gift from something though.
Happy to swoop in and take that off your hands, Ted. That's what friends are for sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes.
All right. I don't want to talk too much about meltdowns. I know next week it's going to be all we freaking talk about, probably. Let's see. I do have to mention the Mariners are on fucking fire.
Yeah.
Really?
Hoo-wee-yo!
What did they win? 14 or 15 in a row before the All-Star break?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just remember Julio hit like 80 homers in the Derby yesterday. Like, that's all I can think about.
Right. So then Julio goes off last night. And it's just like literally, like I tried to buy tickets for Friday night. The game's already sold out.
Really?
T-Mobile is sold out for the first game back after the All-Star break. Like, that's what I'm saying, Cobb. Like, I hope they keep it going. But the town right now, the town has Mariners fever.
Wow, dude. Well, I'll say this. You know, I talk a lot of S about the Mariners over the years because they've clearly broken my heart many times by a quick start to the season. But I will be the first man back on that bandwagon if they make the playoffs. I'll tell you right now. I'm not embarrassed to say it. And I feel like, you know, that's – I mentioned earlier, but I like the Pete Carroll philosophy. Peak at the right time. Regular season wins don't do it for me. I like a team that makes a run in the playoffs. So, you know, that's my 2 cents, and it's worth about as much as you paid for it.
Yeah. Well, and that's – I mean, trust me, the Sounders do it often. They're doing it again this summer. Like, they just suck right now. But Smets usually has them peaking around late August into the fall when you get into playoffs.
Yep. Peak at the right time, baby. Peak at the right time. And you know what? Actually, okay, I'll say this. Ted, you know, you had COVID twice. The season was kind of like we had a long winter. It was wet for a long time. And there wasn't really a lot of dating to be had at that time, a lot of mating to be had at that time. It was a late spring. Now, look at you. You're tanned. You're bronzed. The fish are jumping in the boat. Peak at the right time. Hashtag Ted Smith. Let's go. Did you love a reel, though? That beard looks great.
Oh, you know what? Finally, a couple of weeks ago, I went to a goddamn barbershop for the first time in 2 years and I was like, you just got to clean me up. Like, I've been trying to do it at home, but like, it was decent. But she was like, I gotcha. And then she was like,
yeah. Coincidence, Sid? I think not. You're a handsome man, but you're hiding it under a ragged beard some of the time. I like this. New and improved Ted Smith. Peak at the right time.
I will say, though, one thing I'm not peaking on is COVID kind of whooped my butt. Matt, somehow in like a month, I lost like 30 pounds off my bench.
Like, off your bench?
Yeah. Like Osiris was like, are you okay? And I was like, no, I'm not. I was like, I don't know how to explain this. Like, I am so winded and like, we got to take some weight off. And he was like, you were repping this for 12, like a month ago. I was like, I know. But I was like, I'm struggling down here. Like, I'm getting out like 6. Like, we got to back some weight off. That was one thing that kind of caught me off guard.
Wow. I'd be curious to see how fast it comes back. That's usually, you know, to me, a little bit more telling. Wild stuff happens. You know, the longer I've been a trainer, the more I'm like, damn, people are wild, you know, but like the body adapts and it adapts back. And it's like, you know, it's so, you know, I'd just be curious to see how quickly you get it back. But yeah, it sounds wild, but yeah, this COVID thing's definitely pretty wild. So, Yeah, I don't know anything about that other than, yeah, you'll be back there sooner than you realize.
Oh, yeah. But you know me. I didn't miss a beat. He's like, you got this? I was like, yeah, man, it's fine. Just put the weight on. And then like around number six, he was like, oh, I actually have to help you. And I was like, yes.
Yeah, I take it back.
I love the confidence. Just load those plates.
I mean, it's basically what it was. Throw a couple plates
I've
on.
Missed it in I'm here, man. Go. It's good to be back.
Right, then it's like, take those plates. Take that extra plate off.
I was on the couch thinking about this moment.
Damn, man. Dude, I mean, the steel never lies, right?
It doesn't, man. I mean, that's the, and people are like, oh, you're pretty sick. Like, you might be a little weaker. And I was like, nah, it's fine. Everybody's like, take it easy. I'm like, negative test. Let's go pump some weights.
That's awesome, dude.
Oh, man. All right. I think that's all I had to bring up on the first part of it. Cobb, you're in. How long are you in town for?
Well, Ted, as you know, I never like to reveal my location or whereabouts or my travel plans, but,
trust me, I know that all too well. Somebody was asking me this weekend, and they were like, I thought you guys are really good friends. I was like, we are. I have no f***ing idea when he's in town or when he's out of town.
Yeah, Ted, and that's what's crazy about that is you're one of the closest people in the world to me, and I cherish our friendship more than anything. But yeah, I move in silence, dude. Back alleys. Ted Smith knows this about me. I'm like an agent out there, but employed by no one. Free agent. I'm going to be here. So I only bought a one-way ticket, as usual, I think I told you guys at some point when I flew back, flew over to Iowa or flew into Omaha, drove into Iowa. It's actually pretty cool. Now I'm back in Seattle. I should be here at least through August 2nd because I have a doctor's appointment that day. Not going to say what doctor, move in silence. But, and then I'm probably going to either stay here through the burn or go back to Austin for a week or two and then come back. But I'm kind of liking the Seattle vibe right now. I may just ride it out. So I might just be here through, till after Burning Man. Because Ted, I haven't even gotten to see you yet. I've been back for 2 weeks. You know, we've both been busy, but there's a lot of people I want to see and spend time with. And, you know, y'all are both on that list. So,
well, I don't know if you know this or not, but Cobb's Popcorn is already committed to sponsoring the jerseys again next in the fall session. So you should stick around at least till like early September to see your club in action.
Dude, that's all right. Wait, so, okay. Do you guys do two seasons a year?
Yeah, this one was kind of late. Usually spring session's over like mid-June. We were just really late this year because there was a bunch of COVID in the winter. So we kind of pushed it back. But then, yeah, we just had signups going. And then I want to say we start the weekend after Labor Day.
I'm just trying to work this into the budget. Also, what like how does the league treat things like bounties?
I don't want to know. I don't ask. I don't know.
Wow. Okay. Because not me, obviously, but there's been some talk of things like that happening. You know, I'd like some hardware. That's all I'm saying. And nothing will stop me from getting there.
I will say this, the blue team, because, you know, like they were the best team in our league and they won the championship like 3-0 or something. But our team really came together nicely. Like, you know, it was like, honestly, like the last two games we played, even though we lost the first one, like those are the best games we played all season. So like at the end, people are learning and doing what they're supposed to. So that was a good sign. We were all pretty pumped about that.
Yeah, don't worry, dude. We're making off-season moves. We're trying to secure you a backup goalie, Joe Group. Oh, man, I should have said his last name. Sorry.
Well, that's the other problem, is there's so few goalies in our league that, like, he's a hot commodity. He was up for newcomer of the year. I don't think he won, though.
Wow, dude, we'll pay top dollar. We got, I mean, it's – I don't want to brag, but it's been a busy popcorn season, boys.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back after this. Is he popcorn season? Thanks, as always, to our sponsors. When you make an Ivy League choice this year, make the correct one, not Brown.
Nope.
All right, Cobb, we got some emails.
Oh, yeah. We got two. Let me make sure. Yeah, okay. Regarding floss on a now long ago podcast, I used floss to pick primarily, which helps me. Wait, what? Hold on. I got to make sense of this. Oh, okay. We were talking about floss versus water picks a long time back. Y'all remember this?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Regarding floss on a now long ago podcast, I used floss pick primarily, which helps me keep consistent with floss.
Hang on. God damn it. I knew this would happen.
You called it, dude.
I know.
Literally during emails. Sorry, you. All right, hold on.
No. Go ahead. You're back now. Go ahead.
Okay. I can always switch to the backup system. All right. I use floss pick primarily, which helps me keep consistent with flossing. I was looking into water picks to reduce all the plastic from the picks. My dentist at my last visit said water picks are all right, but that friction from floss really helps cut down the plaque. More recently, the sharing of stuff relates to me. I don't usually like borrowing anyone else's stuff and would prefer to have my own utilities, I think. Northern Eastern descent and grew up here in Washington.
All right. I would say use those floss picks, get that momentum, and then eventually you'll make the switch to regular floss. I did it, you know, it can take a little while, but you know, if you're getting in the habit of flossing, I think it's worth it.
Yeah, and never forget, you know, you could floss in regular life too. Buy some jewelry.
Hey guys.
Borrow a cup.
Yeah, borrow a watch from your friend and then flex it at a wedding to try to get chicks. That's really what Ted's trying to say.
I forgot that story was on the break.
Oh, dude, we can just leave that in, man. That was cold. Hey, guys, I'm lazy and took forever to email, but you had a week off and a cobless week, so it kind of worked out. To the question, what skill would you download? I'd take being able to speak Chinese. Not only would it probably be extremely useful in my professional life, but it's also stupid hard to learn because of the tones and whatnot. I did all right in Japanese, but goddamn, Chinese is another galaxy of difficulty. And then they go and have multiple major variants like Mandarin, Cantonese too. They call them dialects, but that's really stretching the definition. Also, there was talk of using the phrase big whatever, like when you guys were talking about big chicken, because of the podcast. I do that all the time. One of my favorites is when I'm talking about presidential business interests and drop how they made Jimmy Carter sell his peanut farm because I guess they were worried about big peanut influencing policy. Usually gets a laugh. Anyway, love the show and hope it continues for many years to come. I don't know when I started listening, but it was probably in the single digits. Cheers, Chris.
Damn. Awesome.
I love when they just throw that in there.
Mysteriously, a different name appears on this person's email. So ooh. Possibly an alias voice.
Ooh.
Nice. I like an alias.
Love it.
Okay, Chris.
God damn it. We were joking around Saturday. Somebody said something funny. I was like, that sounds like a good nickname. Wish people would call me that. Cobb, I can't see you. Did you say we only had two?
I did. And we did. And we did. I did and we did.
All right, well, let's check in with What's Mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's Mattening?
Before we get to What's Mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's Mattening?
Check out What's Mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's Mattening?
Before we get to What's Mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's Mattening?
Check out What's Mattening.
Actually, the weekend itself, I think, I don't know if I did a damn thing. We went out to Palm Springs for dinner. Went back to iHeart Mac and Cheese. Cobb, you weren't here last week, but you've been to Palm Springs enough. For like the last year, there was that iHeart Mac and Cheese place that said, coming soon. Well, they finally opened, and it's amazing. So we returned there. But other than that, just laid low this weekend, watched the open.
I watched some of that Sunday morning before public.
Okay. Yeah, it was fun, you know, would have liked to see Rory hold on like pretty much everyone else watching, but, you know, good for Cam Smith, as long as he doesn't sign with Liv. I mean, if he does, I can't fault him personally. He seems like a cool guy, but he already said, like, I have more than enough money for playing this silly game. So you know, if you turn your back on the PGA Tour to go sign for $100 million, like, you know, hey, you went back on your word like everyone else. It's signing for these insane amounts of money, whatever. Like,
yeah, I mean, again, I can't fault people. We're going to pay you a boatload of money, work less. And I get the whole argument about stuff, but it's like, right. But like, people bitch about China, but buy China products all the time and this and that. So I'm just like, I'm with those guys. Like, if you're going to offer me crazy amounts of money to work less, like, I'm going to take it.
That could also be his negotiating strategy.
That's a good point, right? Never leave a job till you have another one.
We want to talk about negotiating strategy. Did you guys hear about how shortly after Biden's meeting with MBS over there to talk about getting these oil prices down, the DOJ decided to launch an antitrust investigation on the PGA Tour as a nonprofit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's something. The PGA Tour has a lot to do with this and, like, has tried to pay as least amount they can. It's like, all right, well, you can't be upset now.
I'm having so much fun with all of it, the drama. It's been, I mean, yeah, it's hilarious to me. So, yeah, the Open was fun. It was, you know, everything you love about the game. None of this craziness. But like I said, I'm along for the ride on it. You know, this live drama and all the F1 drama just really fuels my weeks in between what I do. Like, it's so fun. So, yeah, I've been, you know, trying to, you know, enjoy the chaos, as it were. I kind of made a friend down here. So I had a lot of fun joking about how I don't have any friends down here. But one of the guys I met playing golf, we like orchestrated coming to play a follow-up round of golf here on Thursday. That was a lot of fun because he's never played here before. It's my home course. So it's like, hey, and my advice was helping him. He actually played really well. He doesn't know how hard this course is. But he beat me, you know, and I was the one telling him what to do, but it was fun. You know, we had a lot of fun. And then we had lunch today and I got a bee sting on the way back That sucked, but you know, I'm fine now.
I got stung by a bee in early June.
Dude, right on the back of my neck, like right on my spine. It's crazy.
I got stung on my hand, but like as soon as he stung me, I took out the stinger, but then like the Uber pulled up and like my buddy's like, I'm just kind of sitting there and he's like, you okay? And I'm like, no, I'm in a lot of pain right now. And he's like, what? I'm like, I just got stung. And he's like, you're not allergic, are you? I was like, yeah, we're going to find out by the time we get to the restaurant.
Yeah.
Time to separate the wheat from the chaff.
Right.
Dude. So I got stung once as a kid and my mom was like, you had an allergic reaction. You're allergic to bee stings. And I was like, I got stung again a couple of years back and I was like, turns out I'm not allergic. Thank goodness. I was up in the mountains, would not have been great. Today it was like on my neck. And then I was like, damn, dude. But I started panicking I think my neck's starting to swell. And I realized I was just tensing up and I needed to relax and take some breaths. And then I was fine.
It's like you eat that edible that's way too strong. You're like, am I dying? Like, hang on.
I think my airway's constricting.
Like, I can feel every drop of blood pumping through my body. It's like, right.
Because I'm contracting a lot of my muscles in that region. came home, had Tyler take the stinger out because I didn't want to, like, back behind your head. I didn't want to, like, have it break off, you know. So I was like, all right, whatever. So she looked that up, and then I got the new iced tea book, Split Decision. I love iced tea. I love reading about his life. I read his other book, and this one's about it's him and one of his friends that he used to do robberies with, which he spoke openly about, and you know, his buddy wound up doing 35 years in prison or something, you know, and Ice-T went on to be Ice-T over the last 35 years. And it's just kind of this like interweaving of their stories is pretty cool, but it's also like Ice-T trying to get his homie that's out of prison some legitimate income as well, right? By telling his story. Yeah. And so it's a cool, he's always been very adamant about trying to help his, you know, his boys from back in the day up out of the life of the streets and, you know, give them some legitimate hustle opportunities. And so I thought it was cool, but also some of those stories are just so wild. And they're like, no, I mean, after a while, we didn't want to make a scene. So we would just kind of calmly be like, tell the employees, like, could you please back away? We're going to smash this case and take the Rolexes in there. And we don't want to get glass on you. Like, we're just real calm. You know, and I was like, what the? They're like, we didn't have guns back then. We didn't need all these, like, young kids started showing up with guns and kind of like taking the skill out of it. You know what I mean? And I'm like, damn, dude, that's crazy. And yeah, in his old book, you know, that was the same thing. Like, they weren't all about guns on the streets. It was about like, who's the biggest, baddest dude? And you better, you know, be on your bench and be the biggest, baddest dude physically. Cause it wasn't so much about everybody's got a gun. It was like, if we throw down, you know, who's the toughest, who's the biggest. And that's who kind of runs the block. And that's why bodybuilding, you know, and working out was just a huge part of the culture. So
Bowl of the Woods.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild stuff. I think Ice-T is the man. I love Body Count. And, you know, he just always has a real ass perspective and you can see where it comes from. But, you know, even back then he was like, he was about his business. You know,
it's crazy too, is like some dudes just are good at fighting. And I don't know if it's a mentality or they're just tougher or they just don't care, but like I had some like cousins, I guess they're second cousins that lived like, they lived in College Park, just like on like just like across the way on over Rhode Island Avenue. But like, yeah, like they had a neighbor and like he didn't go to high school with us or nothing, but like he was a skinny, I mean, if you looked at him, like just regular skinny white dude, but he could fight and he scared the crap out of people. Like people were like, you know that guy? It's like, yeah, man. Like he was always cool with us, but like, I mean, he scared people. I have no idea what happened to that dude, but like, right. He was, I don't know how to explain it. Like he didn't have guns. He didn't have he was just a tough dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty wild to think about, you know, obviously, you know, it is kind of funny reading about that and I'm in Palm Springs, like, but I just, I don't know. I get fired up. Like he had a, you know, obviously he had a rough upbringing, but like both his parents died by the time he was like 8. He lived in New Jersey and got shipped out to LA to live with his aunt that didn't want him living with her and just like, you know, had to figure it out going to, you know, growing up in Crenshaw. And he did. And then, you know, just became this really like nuanced dude that's taught me a lot about, you know, I would say, you know, institutional racism would be the easiest way to put it. Like he's very well spoken and well read. And, you know, his the way he delivers it, I've always thought is really cool. So that book's called Split Decision. It's Ice-T and his buddy, whose name I can't think of right now. But yeah, check it out. It's a real page turn. I think I like Ice the Beast and got through 50 pages.
I like that. Got a beast in. You know what? I'm going to read this book.
All right, 50 pages of Ice-T's early years. Hell yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Cobb topic.
All right, boys. I just got to ask you straight up from the beginning. Do you guys want the dirty one or the clean one this week?
What are you asking me for?
Make it dirty.
Okay, boys. So, you know, to be honest with you, I don't really care which TV series you think has the catchiest theme song. But I want to know this week is, all right, so Ted, you were talking about all these women on the light rail. Well, we were talking about it. We were discussing the beautiful women who attend country concerts, which, god damn, am I a fan of. But those women don't necessarily, you guys are familiar with the term, she belongs to the streets, correct? I know Ted is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So those women, I wouldn't say just based on their outfits, you know, it's that's not necessarily the indicator we're looking for here, but what in your humble opinion tells you, oh, wow. Like I don't know why I was like getting involved or thinking I should go for this. Like she belongs to the streets. What telltale signs are there that she belongs to the streets? Feel free to email us, literally the word email at thepodcast.com. Send us whatever you want. Just make us laugh. I enjoy the emails. So anyway, Ted, I can see Ted's face on Zoom, but he can't see mine. And I see him just deep in thought. And I just watched him go down a path from his youth. Like you just watched him flip through the mental Rolodex of 20 years of College Park living. Yeah. Anyway, what do you got, boys?
I mean, I have definitely had the, we've been hanging out for like a month, maybe two, like meet the family and then been like the next time we hang out, like, are we moving too fast? Like, I don't know. It wasn't my family we met. like red flag.
Nice, dude.
Oh, it's your family?
Right. I was like, well, are we moving too fast? Like, I don't know. I was chill. Like, it's fine. But like, all right. Then it's like, in retrospect, you're like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That was going to end soon.
Yeah. She belongs to the streets. Matt, any telltale signs?
Man, no, I'm trying to think just the way you're talking about it, I started thinking about Baltimore, and I mean, you know, there was an interesting type out there for me, which was like, well, they were open about the fact that they were in another, like, I couldn't tell that they were in another polyamorous relationship intentionally, but they were so open with me about it that I was led to believe that it was an open situation because they're that open about it with me. Like, they didn't even try and keep it from me. Like, two different occasions, Ted. I was just like, all right, well, I guess this is just how people roll out here. And I was like, is this a Baltimore thing? Is this a Parkville thing? Is this a Hartford Road? Is this an East Coast thing? So I don't know, you know, who those girls in Parkville belong to. But, you know, I've had my good time as a resident there.
But it turns out she belongs to the streets.
Both of them, apparently. One of them with my roommate a couple months later.
I've been in that spot and it's just like, I don't care. It's just odd. Cause like now we're all hanging out. I'm like, wait a minute. Am I supposed to hit on you now that he's here too? Or no, are we keeping this part a secret? Like, I am so confused.
Yeah. Ted, that was a setup for a fantasy. That's what that was. Okay. So, that was a hot dog cookout waiting to happen.
Here's the deal, guys.
Just I gotta last.
Yeah. She belongs to the streets, bro. Don't go falling in love.
She came out. We ended up. She came out. She recognized my roommate. Oh, hey, what's up? And I was like, oh boy, what did I get myself into, right? And then he leaves, or she leaves, and he's like, no, it's cool. I'm friends with her husband. And then I was like, oh, that doesn't make me feel. And he's like, no, dude, what? Don't worry about it. And then a couple of weeks later, she was in his room, my roommate's room. And I was like, dude, what is going on with you people?
She belongs to the streets. That's a telltale sign. She belongs to the streets, bro. Don't go falling in love.
All right. Let's just end it there. She does belong to the streets. Maybe I belong to the streets. I don't know.
Wow, dude, you might. Wow. That feels right. I hate to say it, but that feels right, Ted Smith. Dude, think about it. You go and you hit the gym hard with Osiris. You're growing a beard. Like, you might belong to the streets.
Hey, man, they raised me. I'm going to stay in them.
Let's go. Let's go.
All right. For MCTP, for Com, I'm Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.